Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Come and sit down. Who's man? Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Hey, good evening. This is Michael Scott again, giving you a call from the Parents Coaching Parent Network. We're doing a live remote from out here at softball field, watching little 5 or 6 year old girls out here playing softball. It's such a wonderful sight to see the young kids out here playing at an early stage. But tonight we're going to get down to some serious business. We're going to talk to college athletes and a couple of high school athletes scheduled to call in, and we're going to talk about some good things. Last time we talked about the college experience, but this time we're going to try to break it down a little bit more. But before we even get on to that, we got a special guest that called in from the fine city of Atlanta, calling in from the ATL. I got my man Phil Richardson, homeboy from New Haven, Connecticut. He called in from the ATL. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what he do and how he made things happen for us. Phil, are you still on with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Phil, just give us a little insight on what you're doing and tell us a little bit about triple-double apparels.
Okay. What I'm doing, Mike, is triple-double. It's a full-service sports apparel line. And what we do is we're making T-shirts, fitted hats, socks, basketball shorts, and we're also currently working on putting together track suits for basketball teams, Little League, baseball, football. And the mission and purpose behind Triple Double is as we create and generate revenue from our sales of clothing, what we're going to do is put money back into Little Leagues, rec centers, YMCAs, boys clubs, any type of nonprofit organizations that serve the youth. And the reason why the company was created, we know that the other large sports apparel lines out there, they put most of their money back into advertising, as well as, you know, money into the pockets of the professional athletes that wear clothing. So what we felt we would do, considering quite a bit of the problems that you have in certain cities in America, mainly the inner city, we felt that this line here would serve a purpose. Our purpose is to give back. That's the main purpose behind Triple Double Sports Apparel.
Okay, giving back to the community, making things happen for our young athletes, men and women across the board. So where is Triple Double currently in the market?
Okay, Triple Double is currently a startup. Now, we have a website. It's TripleDoubleSportsApparel.com, and currently you can go on the site. It's in the process of being revamped so we can open up the online store. The current location that you can actually purchase Triple Double, there's a store in Riverdale, Georgia. If you live in the Metro Atlanta area, it's called V&J Designs. The letter V, the letter N, the letter J, Designs. And it's a small boutique store, and we're currently selling our products out of that store, as well as, like I said, when we open the online store, we'll be able to sell to you through our online catalog that's currently, as I stated, being revamped.
Okay. Well, I guess one of my next questions is, do you have a website where we can look at some of this triple-double gear?
Yes, sir, and that's TripleDoubleSportsApparel.com. One word, TripleDoubleSportsApparel.com.
Okay. All right. Do you have any professional athletes or high school or college athletes working with you on this?
We currently don't have any professional athletes on the roster. We do have a former professional athlete. If you're from Connecticut, Sly Williams, that formerly played for the New York Knicks, Atlanta Hawks, and Boston Celtics. He's currently one of our spokespersons up in New Haven, Connecticut. Down here in Atlanta, we haven't approached any of the professional athletes yet, but we're in the process of putting a proposal together and present our proposal to a couple of the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay, yeah, I remember Sly. I remember Sly back in the day. Played over there at Lee High School.
Yes,
back
sir.
In the day in New Haven, Connecticut. Okay.
Right.
Sly, great fella. I watched Sly many a time do what he do out there on the court. So that's a wonderful thing. Who else you got working with you on this great venture?
Okay, well, like I stated, I'm Philip Richardson, and my partner is Timothy Best. And Tim is also a native of New Haven, Connecticut, and also lives down in Atlanta, Georgia. So we're both partners on the business. And right now we're the two principal owners, and we have no other vested partners, but we have a few people that work with us. We have a journalist on the staff named Malik Russell. He's also a New Havener, lives in the Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C. area, Jeff Russell.
Okay. All right. Sound like y'all got something great going on. I like that idea that you're trying to give back to the community, you know, looking at the nonprofit organizations, because just like you said, all the big big sports apparel folks, they normally take their money, put it in their pocket, pay off the athletes a little bit, and then next thing you know, you don't hear nothing from them. But yet and still, they hitting us in the pocket for this phenomenal price. So I like the idea that you decide to give back to the community. That's a great thing. That is a great thing going on. What made you put the name Triple Double on it? Help me understand that name a little bit more.
Okay, if you're a basketball fan, I'm sure you know what a triple-double is.
Okay.
And it's when a player actually achieves double-digit statistics in three different categories, rebounds, assists, and points, and also block shots, any combination of those three, at least 10 of each or more, that equates to a triple-double. So we were looking at and one a few years back. We saw the success that And One had, and what And One did, they just took a term that you use, an everyday basketball player, and they turned it into an apparel line. So after we saw the success of And One, we sat down, brainstormed, and came up with Triple Double, which no one had actually branded that yet. So we came up with a nice catchy logo to go along with the term, and that's how Triple Double was born.
Okay. I like that idea. I like that idea. Hey, it's always great hearing from you. I know you're on the road. You say you're on the road. You're traveling. I'm sitting out here at a girls' softball game, man. Trust me. Hey, if I can outfit all of them with some triple-double gear, hey, these little girls will be the cutest little things out here. Right now, I'm sitting here looking at them. They got on their little baseball pants, and they got on these yellow baseball jerseys. And for whatever reason, they got pink bats, and they got pink baseball helmets on. And it's the cutest little thing I've ever seen. But, yeah, hey, stay connected with the community, and I'm quite sure that Triple Double going to be doing some big things here in the near future. Anything else you want to add before we move on?
No, well, one other thing, Mike. What I would like for anyone that would like to check us out further, we are on Facebook. We have a fan page. It's Triple Double Sports Apparel. So if you're currently someone that utilizes Facebook, you can go on our fan page. And what we do is we constantly update people on the progress of the company. We post photographs, and we also put updates on the people that we're making contact with and some of our involvement in the community. So if you can go to Facebook and look up Triple Double Sports Apparel, become a fan, and offer your support to what we're doing, because we're trying to network and get ourselves into communities throughout the United States. And the way we're doing it, we're not doing it through necessarily print ads. We're trying to do it grassroots, and we want to develop personal relationships with the people that we come in contact with throughout the United States.
Okay. Now just give me a ballpark figure of what one of your products may be and the kind of sort of the prices I'm looking at. You know, and because that's going to be one of the biggest questions that most folks ask.
well, what's the difference between this and this here? And I can get this at such and such price. Help me out here.
Okay, well, our price ranges are pretty similar to what's already out there. Our fitted ball caps, they go from $19 to $30. And like I said, the quality of the product is just as good, if not superior, to what you might find in any of your stores that are selling the current athletic products. We have a hat that's pretty similar to the new Era brand, fitted caps. And for the customers that have purchased the hat, they've been pretty satisfied with the product. Our T-shirts are reasonably priced. They go from $15 to $35. And like I stated, we're doing the same thing that these other companies are doing, but the purpose behind Triple Double is what people are gravitating towards. They actually know that we're going to be giving back to the community and supporting youth. So this is the purpose behind the company. That's the main thing that we want people to understand. When they're buying a product, you're also supporting some youth activity or group somewhere in the United States of America that's affiliated with Triple Double.
Hey, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. I can't commend you more on coming out with such a great venture. You know, if we had some of these other big name folks doing that, then you know, communities would be a whole lot better off, and I believe our athletes would be a whole lot better off. But hey, Phil, hey, I thank you for calling in, sir. I'm gonna move along here. I got a couple other things I need to get to. I think I got a couple more callers on the line. Hey, in closing, I say keep up the good work, and we will definitely be in touch. If you get a chance, stay on and listen to the rest of the show. I'm getting ready to play a piece here from one of our athletes. They called in and gave me a little piece, and I like to play this from time to time. It's called The College Experience. Check this out and let me know what you think about it. All right?
Okay, thank you, Mike. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Likewise. Take care. Yeah, this is an online radio show. Dude, it's out of New Haven. What's that? Go ahead. I'm listening to him. Let's go ahead. Oh, no.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
You making smart cool. Hey, I'm sorry, folks. You ain't going to find that in the stores. You will definitely not find that in the stores. But one thing my man Keith Wright just said, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's coming from a student athlete currently attending Harvard University. Harvard, I said. Harvard University. My man Keith Wright doing his thing up there at Harvard University. He's making smart cool. But, moving right along there, I got a couple of athletes that should be calling in here shortly. But we just heard something from my man Phil Richardson out of Atlanta. And he has a company called Triple Double. And he said you can go to his website anytime you want to and check it out or catch him on Facebook, Triple Double, Triple Double Sports Apparel. Or you can go to www.TripleDoubleSportsApparel.com, www.TripleDoubleSportsApparel.com. All right, I'm waiting to see who we're going to get on the line. Callers, again, if you want to call in, give me a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. All right. Hey, one quick thing I want to talk to the parents about. Parents, let's be aware of a few things. The Parent Coach and Parent Network is here to support you and educate you on the recruiting process and help you get that college scholarship for your young athlete, whether or not he be a young man or a young woman. So we're here to support you. Some of the things that you need to start thinking about, knowing the recruiting calendar. This time of the year, if you're out there, this is normally a quiet period. And I'm going to start going through the calendar each time we come up on the show. But this is the quiet period, right, Tom? Or should I say the dead period, where college coaches are not having any contact with the athletes off college campuses. If you're not on the college campus, you shouldn't be having any contact with college coaches at this point in time. So right now, your kids could be at home resting themselves, getting themselves ready for that July time period, where I know for sure basketball kicks up big time and the college coaches are out there looking for you day in and day out. One of the things you also want to do, you want to make sure that you start your exposure, start getting that child used to being at the different camps and clinics and things of that nature to get that exposure. It's not always about that high school team. Sometimes the high school team is not the only vehicle or only avenue that you have to get you to get yourself to college or get your child to college. It's that exposure that you get, whether or not you attend a camp, whether or not it's a football camp, basketball camp, or football combine, or basketball evaluation clinic, or baseball, or all-star game, something of that nature. You want to get out there and attend some of them events. Because remember, that college coach does not know your child exists just simply by playing at the high school level. So you want to be out there and getting that exposure at the various camps and clinics and combines and all-star games and things of that nature. Well, I'm looking at my little softball game. Look like the first game is over. I think we got another one coming up after this. And I'm not sure who quite won. Everybody's walking away with a big smiley face, and they got a bag of snacks in their hand, whether or not it's the little yellow team or whether or not it's the little red team. And let me see if I can get an interview here from one of the young ladies. Nope, she's looking kind of shy, looking at me like I'm crazy. So I might as well move on and keep on going. Maybe we'll get an interview one day from one of these little future all-stars. But right now, we're talking about college exposure. Just to give you a reminder, we got another show on Thursday for the parents. We have a special guest on in, Dr. Earl Suttle. Dr. Earl Suttle, just to give you a little background on Dr. Earl, he works with NFL and NBA rookies. He's been working with them for a number of years. Dr. Earl Suttle is a noted author, speaker, lecturer, and been out there on the circuit, probably one of the hardest working men and on the speaking circuit. But I ain't going to say that to Dr. Earl, because Dr. Earl sometimes get a little sensitive about that. But trust me, he's going to be on Thursday. He's going to share some insight on character and conduct. If you want to call in, you can, again, give us a call on Thursday as well. We'll be up at 9 p.m. this time, other than 7, because we want to wait until after the NBA draft, when we have one of our young men that's part of the parent-coach-parent process, is now, this year, going to be a lottery pick in the NBA draft. That's none other than Mr. Patrick Patterson, number 54, played for the University of Kentucky. He will be a lottery pick in this year's NBA draft. Okay, if you want to call in, you can give us a call. Again, our number is 646-929-2416. Again, call-in number is 646-929-2416. We've got down to about approximately 11 minutes left on this here show, and hoping that we're going to get a couple more callers calling in. But I just want to give you a couple more things, parents, to put in your ball cap. Get your hands on a copy of the Guide for College-Bound Student-Athletes. It's an NCAA guide for college-bound student-athletes. If you don't have a copy of one, hey, hit me up. Shoot me an email. Let me know. I can get one to you. I can get you an electronic copy, or you can go online and get it yourself. You can reach me via email, pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. You can reach me that way and just let me know, hey, you heard of the show, and you're interested in getting a copy of the guide, the NCAA's guide for college-bound student-athletes. That gives you a whole lot of insight on the recruiting process and the things that you need to be aware of as a parent and as an athlete. It talks about everything from amateur requirements. It talks about the sliding scale. It has a various questions in there that parents may want to ask during the recruiting process. It has all types of great and good information, wonderful information. So if you haven't had a chance to get your hands on a copy, you can reach it at, reach me at pcphr@aol.com. Just shoot me an email and say, hey, you know, I heard about the parents guide, and I can get a copy straight, get a copy out to you. One other thing before we get ready to wrap this thing up here, because I see I ain't got no callers calling in this evening. I thought I had a couple of my college athletes going to call in, but evidently they must be out still playing video games or something, or they might be out at the gym having a little free run or whatever. Or I know the football team, football players are out there still on the field. Well, one other thing, parents, also learn and understand that this is your responsibility. I had the privilege of attending the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp this past week, and it was very enlightening, very interesting, very enlightening. It had the top 100 basketball players from around the country. That camp was held at the University of Virginia. It went Wednesday through Saturday, and any and everybody that you possibly think of in high school basketball was attending that camp. And trust me, you had a number of great athletes out there, but more importantly, they had quite a few of us parents out there. I think in our parents group, we had approximately about 40, 45 parents out there. And each one of the parents brought a special little something to the table. And believe it or not, we established a network, and we're going to stay together, keep together, and help our athletes move on and prosper from there. Again, parents, if you need to reach me, you can reach me at www.blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents, or you can shoot me an email at pcphr@aol.com, pcphr@aol.com. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm getting excited listening to another little piece that Keith Wright had, and that first piece, I can't talk about that enough, because my man, I asked him to put something together for me, and just off the top of his head, he came up online and put together this little track. I'm going to play it one more time, because this thing motivates me every time I listen to it. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy that piece from my man, Keith Wright.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Yes, once again, that was my man Keith Wright, ball player, says ball player out of the Hampton Roads area here in Virginia, and he's currently playing ball at the University of Harvard. Yes, he holds it down like that. If you get a chance, take a listen to one of our previous shows, and where I interviewed Keith along with Vernon Macklin from the University of Florida, along with Mike Scott from the University of Virginia. They was on our last show, and they gave us a very good insight on the college experience. They talked about time management. They talked about the responsibility. They talked about independence as a college student. They gave us a little insight on what it is to go from high school to college and the difference in the practices. So they gave us enough feel for what we need to be aware of and what athletes need to be aware of that's just coming up to get their minds ready to play at the college level. Hopefully later on down the line, I'll be able to get Ms. Patterson back on again, and she can talk about the NBA draft from a firsthand experience, because she will be there Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Matter of fact, last little note I got from her, she was on her way to Madison Square Garden tomorrow morning. So hopefully we can get her on and get Patrick to call in and maybe a couple other his rookie friends along with, you know, his former teammate John Wall and Cousins and all them other boys. So hopefully stand by, check out our show, because we're trying to do what we do just for you. Parents, it's all about you. Parents, you got to be there to help guide our kids. Each and every time I'm going to give a little tidbit just to keep you interested in coming on back on and listen to us. But each time, I'll give you a little tidbit. Again, we got to be there for our kids. If you heard earlier, my man, Mr. Phil Richardson, he came on to give us a little insight on triple-double apparel. Triple-double apparel is a creation of Mr. Phil Richardson out of Atlanta, along with Mr. Tim Best, both out of Atlanta, and they came up with the triple-double apparel to, you know, not only just get out there and sell a product, they want to take that product and have that product recycle back into the community that supported that product. Therefore, the nonprofit organizations will benefit from that product. All right? So if you're interested in triple-double apparel, I'm going to give Phil another plug. Triple-double apparel, you can reach them at www.triple-double-apparel.com. Or you can also catch him on Facebook. Catch him, or you can catch Triple Double Apparel on Facebook. Let me give you some insight on a couple other things that we have going on here in the area. Currently, we have William & Mary Football Camp. If you're interested in William & Mary University, that started yesterday morning, or actually that started Sunday, and that's going all the way through until Wednesday morning. Following that camp, Michael Vick actually has a camp coming up, and it'll start tomorrow afternoon, which is Wednesday the 23rd, and it'll go all the way through until Saturday the 26th, I believe it is. You also have on the radar, you have an event called Under the Radar. Under the Radar, that's for those basketball athletes that don't have the opportunity to be seen by coaches. Great friend of mine, Coach Mabry, him and Mr. Green, they put together the Under the Radar program to give athletes that opportunity to get a little extra exposure. They bring them all into one gym, and over the next couple of days, they play and have a couple coaches come in to take a look at them. There's been many great athletes signed coming out of the Under the Radar program. Another program that's scheduled is called the 94 Feet Camp. 94 feet camp. If you're not sure what 94 feet is, you must not know basketball too well. So check out and find out what 94 feet is all about. 94 feet camp is all about the younger athletes. Young athletes have a chance to get some experience as well. When I say young athletes, that means middle schoolers, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Actually, I think he actually goes down to 5th graders as well. All right, well, that's about it for all what I have to talk about this evening. I'm going to be shutting it down here in a minute. And I didn't get anybody to call in, but that's all right. I'm always going to share a little insight on what's going on in the Parent, Coach, and Parent Network. Parent, Coach, and Parent Network is starting to grow. We picked up a few parents at the NBA Players Association camp. Previous years, we met a few parents out there at the NBA Players Association camp. We met quite a few parents in the Hampton Roads area. So Parent Coach Parent Network is growing and will continue to grow, because we're going to be here to support our athletes, and we're going to be supporting folks like Triple Double and anybody else that's out there to support our young men and women. So, again, thank you for calling in to the Parent Coach Parent Network. I'm going to close again with my man Keith Wright. On that note, we out.
student of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then.
Got somebody out there.
Ball is just a small part. With
Hello?
Education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
You still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on. I got another caller just called in. Caller, who are we talking to?
Hey, Coach Jeff Jackson Bank.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? This is Parents Coaching Parent Network. Talk to me. What's going on in your world?
Hey, I just had a few questions for the athletes. I got a
You still there?
Yes, hey, I'm still here.
Okay, hold on. I got another caller just called in. Caller.
I got another brother just called in from Atlanta, so talk to me. Tell me
yes,
what's
sir.
On your mind.
How you doing? This is Kenny Ricks. I went to Wilbur Cross back in the day. Just want to commend Brother Scott for what he's doing. We need more brothers like him. It's very important to get the exposure because few coaches just don't do what they need to do, and unfortunately or fortunately for us, it takes a brother like Mike Scott to do this. And I want to commend you and tell these younger brothers, hit the books, because if you don't go D1, and a bunch of schools want you if you got the academics. And my sons and I are coming back from Ohio on a visit. Just, you know, hit the books, young brothers and sisters out there, and take heed to what Brother Scott's telling you. He's telling you some good stuff, and it's going to be advantageous to you guys in the long run.
Okay, Kenny. Hold that thought for a second. Who are y'all on this other line here? Hello?
This is Godfrey Banks from 757.
Oh, you snuck in on me.
Yes, sir.
You snuck in on me. Go ahead, talk to me, bro. Talk to me. Big G, what's up, coach?
Yeah, I just want to have to piggyback off of what the man just said. I had some questions about stressing to the kids on how important it is, how much easier the recruiting is if you got the grades already. And then I wanted some of your athletes to emphasize on how much work they put in outside of the team practice.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I had Mike and them. They were going to call in today, but don't plan. They stiffed me. Well, I ain't going to say they stiffed me. I know he said they was having some little pickup or something going on because they can only get in the gym later on this evening. But if you get a chance, listen to the previous show. I had Mike, I had Vernon, And I also had Keith Wright from Keith played at Norfolk Collegiate, and Vernon played. You know Vernon played at Norcom. Now he's out there at the University of Florida. And then Mike, you know, Cohen played at the University of Virginia. So they all called in. You get a chance to listen to the previous show and give you some insight on what I was talking about as far as getting them grades and all that other kind of stuff. Especially Keith gave some good stuff, and he's out there at Harvard. If you got to keep your grades up at Harvard to get on the floor, hey, you know you're putting in some serious work. But
yes,
we're gonna kind of back down and shut it down a little bit, and
okay.
We'll be back up on the air on Thursday at 9 o'clock. Thursday at 9 o'clock. Same call-in number, 646-929-2416. I got a special guest calling in, Dr. Earl Suttle. He is a mentor. He is a life coach. He is an experienced veteran. He works with NBA and NFL rookies and educate them brothers on what they need to be aware of and how to keep themselves out of trouble. As we all know, sometimes that message get through, sometimes that message don't get through. So on that note, I'm going to back this thing down. We're going to shut it down. But, hey, Coach, hopefully we can get you back up on the air at 9 o'clock Thursday. And like I told everybody before, only reason I'm going at 9 instead of a little earlier, the NBA draft is on, and I got my man Patrick Patterson. He's going to be a lottery pick for sure. He's going in the first round. Keep your eyes on my boy, number 54, playing for Kentucky. So, hey,
Coach.
Say again, sir.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. I appreciate it a lot.
Come on, you know what I do, Coach. I'm going to make it do what it do all day long. Hey, I don't know if you heard this little piece by Keith Wright. You heard that little rap that Keith did for me?
Oh, yes, sir, yes.
Okay, I'm going to play it one more time as I go out. Hey, thank you for calling in. And other brother that called in from Atlanta, hey, I appreciate that as well. And I hope to hear from y'all. Hope y'all get a chance to call in Thursday at 9 p.m. Again, I'm closing with my little piece from my man, Keith Wright. Here we go. Kick it.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to